Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great
week. You can make that some of your summer reading, folks.
Yeah, that's a good. That's some good summer reading. Okay, thank you, Wally. I appreciate you saying that. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, that's who piped up there, and everybody wants to get into the act, as Jimmy Durante used to say. He's the author of a bunch of books, and he's helping people become authors. Writing a Book with Wally is his website. I encourage you to check it out. Wally's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's almost as original as I am on this show. Hey, Wally, I know you're interested in helping people read books and get into books, and you're talking about those things along with your projects of getting people to write books. Why are we having to even talk about that? What's going on today in this world where we have to say, hey, folks, you ought to read a book?
I think we've been misled by the painted lady of the online world. Oh, we can just get little bits and we can check. It's part of the whole fear of missing out thing, the FOMO thing. It's, we got to respond right away. We got to do quick. We got to do lots of stuff. And if you're going to get value from a book, you can't do that. I mean, books are whatever form they're in, whether they're digital or paper or whatever, books are a deep dive into something. It might be a story if it's a novel. It might be, you know, how to sell better if it's a book on sales. It might be a book on history, but it's a deep dive into it. I'm this summer, one of the books that I'm probably going to read, I haven't figured out which one yet, but I'm going to read a biography of T.E. Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah.
Because.
Amazing. Amazing interview.
Yeah, I can go to websites and I can see stuff and pick up articles and things here and there, but only in a book can I get an in-depth treatment by somebody who knows a lot about T.E. Lawrence. And that's why you should read books. And it goes against the grain of the quick jump from one thing to another world that we're in right now.
Do you think that we're going to eventually wean ourselves off of the social media a little bit? I mean, at least somewhat. I've always said it's not a fad. It's a craze. It's not going to go away, and I still don't think it's going to go away. But I think at some point in time, it will become less of an obsession with the nation, with humans, as it is right now. Am I dreaming? Am I wishing too much? Or what do you think?
Well, I actually think it's starting to happen. I mean, in the last couple of years, there have been several books about what the problems with the process, the way we're doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with social media. Memorial Day, I'm going to go online with some members of my old Marine unit.
Right.
And we'll have a little Memorial Day stuff. We couldn't do that without.
No. There's no question. It's a great tool. There's no question about it.
Okay. So I don't think social media itself is bad. But I think, A, the companies who do it, you know, Twitter and Facebook and those, mm-hmm. are extremely manipulative.
There's no question.
And I think we need to be aware of that and take action to correct it.
That's right.
I'm not talking about legal action. We don't need another couple of laws. But also, there's the whole thing about you don't need to catch up 52 times a day.
That's right.
You know, if you
be careful, if you hire an employee whose social media is on their watch.
If you've got somebody who wants to do, I think if you've got a small company and social media is important to you, it's funny. I just referred somebody like you're talking about to a pawn shop. Mm-hmm. And they were tried. The people who owned it are in their 50s. They don't do social media themselves. They don't know how to make it work. And they read a couple of my books, so they sent me an email and said, can you suggest anybody? And it just happened that I knew somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, have somebody who knows it and who knows your business and can put the two together. I mean, I see recommendations all the time about, you know, if you're a CEO, you should be on, you know, Twitter. And I think,
well, we use social media here because we're publishers. We publish content.
Yeah.
But I personally don't hang out on any of social media. I use LinkedIn some, but my day is not controlled by social media. I'm not jerked. I don't have a shiny object squirrel called social media that jerks my head around every time. You know, I mean, of course, I've always been
okay,
that way.
Yeah, and I've got Twitter for business.
Last thoughts, Wally. What's your best advice for reading more books this summer?
Pick something you don't normally read, or you've always wanted to read, and read it.
And turn the devices off when you're reading.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can't do that because I listen to books, so I have.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
That. But I don't. Yeah, it doesn't take signals from outside.
Yeah.
I put it on airplane mode.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that, Wally. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Aye, aye, sir.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, writing a book with Wally. Check it out and see what he's done to help other people get the book out of them. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.